Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered, impermeable, I'm the people's champ, Obama, and you don't understand, Melania. Permeable, unbothered, sick, allergic to the con artist, fake woke, an imposter, only real ones up in my roster, like Junior C, that's my roster, you know, I just been
All right, we made it.
All right, that was some technical difficulties. I don't know what in the world just happened, but we're here. No, I don't know what just happened.
All right, we're here.
That was very strange.
We are here.
And that's what matters. We are here.
Well,
happy
Tuesday. You know, we were just supposed to talk about current events, but to be honest, I'm so scared to watch the news. I don't even know what's going on. All I know is the stuff going on Instagram. So I don't even know. So since there is nothing that, since we're going off of a tangent today, the first thing that I would like to say is congratulations to your third book, Daddy.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you. Number one on Amazon, so we're working
number
it.
Number one on Amazon.
That's right.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not surprised.
I mean, but it's number one in so many categories, right?
Yeah, three categories, and one I'm shocked at is religious history. Ancient Egyptian history.
That is just amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Quite something else.
Amazing.
It's quite an experience. We're working on the paperback now. It's on Kindle, Shabaka's Stone. And
how you manage
it's
to
on...
be number one without a paperback is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's really, but you know, all things in divine order, and that's one of the cornerstones to the example for you all, because, of course, you all grew up with me doing this work, and
mm-hmm.
I tell you this privately, and I tell you this publicly, is that one of the greatest accomplishments for me is my attempt at the example that I've tried to set. That you just keep on keeping on. And what you
mm-hmm.
seek, you will get. Don't give up, no matter what the age. This is coming to me in my maturity. It didn't come to me in my 30s. Didn't come to me in my 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But everything I did, and you all have watched, you all know how true this is.
Yep.
You know, I just posted up on Instagram a picture of your brother. And I, when we were with Dr. Ben, up on Instagram
for
the story. He was 7 years old. Now, keep in mind,
I first
met Malcolm when I was seven.
Oh.
So you can only imagine, you know, what go around, come around. Now, he meets Dr. Ben at the age of seven. And Dr. Ben knew him when he was four. But Heru didn't know that at that time. But I tell a story in my Instagram post about what brought that picture into existence. But the lesson that I'm just trying to show folks is never give up your dream. No matter how, because when you're young, you want things right now. And I understand. Because that's how I felt. You know, there were things I wanted when I was young. But they didn't come to me when I was young. But I didn't give up. And that's what I think is one of the greatest testaments, particularly for you,
mm-hmm.
Sasha and Kandike and Heru, because you are watching the fruits of my
mm-hmm.
work coming to existence now.
Yep.
So that, that's where we are now.
But it's rough when you're in the moment, like when you are in doing something and you just want it to work. and you know that it's going to work when it's supposed to work, but when you put, like for me, I had put my first book out in 2019. Well, my first novel, my first fiction novel out in 2019, and I had so much support and so many people reading it. But it's like I wanted to get out to everybody. But I just wanted to make sure that I took the time to appreciate the people. Like, I've had people tell me how much they appreciate me, you know, and the message that I was trying to express. And, you know, I'm not well known, but I can see it, I can see it happening in 20 years. Like, it's okay. It's hard when you're in it, but then when you take a step back and you appreciate, first you appreciate the people that appreciate you, because the response that I got was exactly what I it's more than I could have dreamed of when it comes to the people that read my book and appreciated the book that I wrote and the people that are waiting for the second one. It's more than I could have even dreamed of. And no matter how, like it's not my time yet. You've been doing your work for all of these years, and now is your time. From 1 second to the one thing that I have learned, especially over these last couple of weeks, is that your life can change from 1 second, from a half a second, from 1 millisecond to the next. Your life can completely change. And I keep saying that every second is like a bullet in Russian roulette. Every second that goes by can be this bullet that, you know how Russian roulette, all the people involved take a shot, and it's usually one person gets a bullet. Every second, you never know which second could be the bullet. And I've learned that you have to be in the moment, think for the future, but be in the moment. And what you said is so true, because you've worked so hard and you've been through so much and so many people, positive, negative. I mean, negative is about perspective. But, you know, like there's been people, you know, that said things, but you've always stayed your course and did what you were intended to do in the world. And you're seeing it like it's like a flower. It's like you watch a flower and it's like not blooming, and then all of a sudden it's there and it's bloomed, and you don't even realize how. Like, you can watch it bloom, but it's probably not going to bloom while you're watching it. But then once you walk away, then it does what it's supposed to do. Not walk away, but once you stop focusing so hard on watching it, even when you're boiling water, like when I'm boiling water to make dinner, when I wash it, it takes forever for that water to boil. The moment I walk away and come back, it's boiling and almost overflowing. So as hard as it is, it's so important just to stay the course that you're supposed to stay, because even if you make a difference in one, like for me, even if I made a difference in one person's life with the story that I wrote, that I've done what I was supposed to do. So it's so important, and I've learned this over the last couple of weeks, that every second is so important. Every second with your loved ones, every second with your friends, every second with your family, with people that you love, doing what you love is absolutely important. So you're absolutely correct.
Something else. I just thank everybody for their support in whatever way that you may send it. I just appreciate it, and I value it, because I'm at a point where I realize the importance of that connection. More so, even though in terms of what we're going through, listen, family, I saw this coming a long time. Much of my message has come out of preparing us for what we're experiencing right now. I am surprised that anybody would be surprised at what's happening right now. This is end result of a savage civilization. This is Ma'at at her best. This is reciprocity. You shall reap what you sow. This is what Malcolm meant when he said, chickens have come home to roost. That was a prophetic statement given at a time in history that remained with us, because that's the statement that got Malcolm caught up, controversy that happened. Everything else had its place. Everything else built up to it. But that statement that he made, chickens have come home to roost, has become the cornerstone proverb. I've heard people say this constantly over the past few months.
Yep, yep.
The last time we were talking on this program, look at what has happened exponentially. This is a product of the hate that hate produced. The hate that hate produced. This country is built on hate and blood, murder, and mayhem.
Yep.
This was your intentions coming here. This is how you treated indigenous people. Then you went and you stole people from all around the world and brought them here. And we have got to have a deep conversation. As African Americans, we have to have a conversation to understand what we're experiencing. We have to be able to separate situations to be able to address them. Any innocent life taken, no matter who they are, is a violation of the natural law. Makes me no difference who you are. But at the same time, let us be clear that when you come into our neighborhoods and you service us, you must respect us.
Thanks.
Wherever we may go in your business, you don't disrespect us. And the problem I have with certain people who disrespect African American people in our community is not about your culture. It's about your attitude.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with certain cultures because of how they because they are who they are. Much respect to everybody. If you're a human being, you deserve regard and respect. I'm with you. But if you come into my neighborhood and take my money out of my neighborhood and bring it to yours, and at the same time you bring disrespect, you're going to have a problem with me. Not because of your culture, but because of your attitude. So we have to separate that and understand that. But we also have to understand, as African Americans, we told the Asian community 50 years ago to join us.
Yep.
Martin Luther King, and there were some that did. But as a group, they didn't. When George Floyd was killed, I didn't see none of them standing up as a group against us. I saw them as individuals stand up against it because they have always been dynamic people. And I'm speaking of the Asian American community right now. There have always been dynamic Asian American peoples. One of Malcolm's best friends was a Japanese sister that was there when he died. There have been Asian people that have come to my presentation, and they have been visiting the United States from Asia. You know, your brother tell you a story about these folk that came to a presentation I did, one take pictures with me, and told me they follow my work, and they were from Korea. So my problem isn't with Asian people. My problem is with people who misbehave and act inappropriately with disrespect. We told them 60 years ago.
We've seen it.
Join us. Be with us. Stand with us, because they come after us at night because they plan to come after you in the morning. They did not. So in the 60s, when the civil rights laws were broken down, the immigration laws were broken down. And the reason why there were so many people from outside of the United States in the United States is because of the struggle that African American people did during the civil rights movement. Because when the civil rights laws were broken, so were the immigration laws. So in 1965, the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, but in 1966 came Johnson signing the new immigration that allowed people from all around the world to come to America. I'm not asking you for nothing. You ain't got nothing I want. Respect
for real
how you got here. Because if you're in this country for a better life, that better life was put into place through African-American people's struggle. We told them that. And in the 60s, what did they do? Back then, and you might be aware of it, might not be aware of it, but we were known I'm speaking about African Americans, we were known as Negroes. They didn't even call us Negro Americans. We were just known as Negroes. If you were of Asian descent, you were known as Orientals. That's what they called you. You were from the Orient. In the 60s, the Asians said, okay, no more. We're not going to be known as Orientals. What is that? That means nothing. That's like calling somebody a Negro. It has no meaning. It doesn't define a people. So what did they do? They said, from now on, we are no longer called Orientals. We are now Asian Americans. Okay? In the 80s, in California, an Asian man was beat down. And then they formed organizations in the 80s that supported Asian American rights. This is what we have seen. This is why I say I am not surprised at what I see happening now. And then you have Donald Trump, and now Donald Trump put into place a feeling towards Asian people when it came to the pandemic. They called it all sorts of things that related to Asian people. And so the same people who are doing all this talking about what this, I'm speaking about peoples of European descent in particular, who want to blame anyone that knows anything about a virus knows there's no such thing as a virus coming from a particular country. That just doesn't happen. A virus is in place in the world, period. And all it is waiting for is somebody to receive. Just like they talk about the Spanish flu. The reason why it's called the Spanish flu is because a Spanish newspaper spoke about a flu that started in the United States.
Oh, my God.
That's why it's called the Spanish flu. The flu of the 1918-1920 started in the United States. If you want to say that. But that flu was in the world no matter what. So to call this a Chinese flu or a Spanish flu goes back to European ignorance. And here we are now, dealing with this and then dealing with people being shot down. Innocent people being shot down.
Fatally shot.
But this is the end of their story. And the more violent it becomes, the closer to the end we are getting. Because the way they operate and the way they think is the fact that as they start to move, see, there is no such thing as Asian American hate. There's no such thing as African American hate. The problem isn't African Americans. This is why I'm warning people. You know, don't put your name to what the problem is. This isn't a problem with Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. This isn't a problem with African Americans. This isn't a problem with Muslims. This is a problem of white fragility.
White supremacy. White fragility. There we go.
Yeah, well, supremacy, no, but that's the word that we use.
No, I changed it. You're right. No, I changed it.
No, but I also understand because people don't understand white fragility. They'll think it's something different.
Yeah.
We're talking about white supremacy.
Yeah.
But what I tell people all the time is that the term white supremacy is an oxymoron because there's nothing supreme about being white.
Right.
It's like when you say, yo, man, I'm mad calm. That's an oxymoron. To be mad, you can't be
like
calm, and when
happy.
You're calm, you can't be mad. Mad happy is another
oxymoron.
Pretty ugly.
Pretty ugly.
There
you're
we go.
Pretty ugly.
Exactly. That's right. That's an oxymoron. White supremacy is an oxymoron. There's nothing. It's opposite. There's nothing supreme about being white. But that's the term used, created by Europeans. Black folk didn't say white supremacy because black folk never saw white people as being supreme. We didn't use that term.
Right.
But just to respond to what's going on to current events, we are at a point in our existence now where we better get ourselves together because the inmates done took over the insane asylum and put the doctors in prison. We better get ourselves, because these folk done gone cray-cray on us. And Condi K, we're going to need you. We're going to need your work. And, Sasha, we need your banking skills, and we need Condi K's social worker skill, because there's folk that are going to have some mental issue. they already have mental issues. They need somebody to talk to, Condi K.
Yeah.
Because these folk are cray-cray right now. These folk are on the edge. This is it.
I mean,
they know their time is up.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. It's like month by month, week by week, day by day. It's like there's always something going on. Like we always start out with one sort of discussion, that plan of discussion that we're going to have. And then we're just like, wait, hold on. Because there's always something going on. Like it's hard to do. So we're just going to do hot topics from that one. No, but it's so hard to.
Forever.
You know. Because it's ever changing, like, and it's either you get with the program or you get left behind, and that's obvious for many different reasons, especially in this day and age. Technology, I mean, if you didn't know technology, you were lost this whole pandemic for the whole year, because not only were people working from home and had to understand technology, there was ever changing components as it relates to their job that they had to sort of figure out on their own, versus having, you know, Mike from IT come over and say, I can help you with your computer. Like it's like you really have to be super adaptable nowadays. And, you know, that's one of the great qualities that I'm seeing in kids, is that they're able to sort of adapt with the times, as opposed to older adults where we're creatures of habit. We're so used to just doing it one way, and then if it changes up, then it's confusing to us.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But also we...
No, no, I'll follow you.
No, I was just saying what one of our thoughts today, because this is just a evolving sort of storyline. And I don't know if Daddy was able to see. I know Mommy probably knows about the story, but I don't know if Daddy was able to see it, but it's just an overall bigger picture that, you know, we'll discuss. So there's this guy that is sort of the relationship guru, and he's been working for the past couple of years telling women what not to accept from these men, telling women, you know, how to respond in relationships, what they should do, giving advice. And then I'm not sure when the story broke, but when I got wind of it, I believe it was either yesterday or day before yesterday. I can't remember. But the first video that I saw was of him, I guess, talking. I forgot who he was talking to, but he was basically saying, like, oh, this woman who happens to have my name with an I, she came out and said, not to get confused, just wanted to differentiate. She came out and said that she had a relationship with this guru. And so the guru was
Derek
responding
Jackson.
To that. That come on
Derek
now.
Jackson.
Hold up. I missed that. Okay, okay, now go back to what you were saying, because I missed the point you were making, Condi K. Say that again.
This woman came out and said that this guru was, they were having an affair, and they were having an affair for years, even when he was married, because in this video, he's claiming that he separated from his wife when all of this was going down, and this was recently that they were separated. I believe either late 2020, somewhere in 2020, I believe. But then there was another video that they showed of him, and allegedly it was in 2018, and he was driving in a car making a video. He calls her name out in the video and says, oh, hey, how you doing? I hope you're having a good day. You know, just let me know. I just need to know what color are your drawers. Excuse me, Karen.
What?
Excuse me, Karen. So in this video, like, you're watching this video, and it's obviously, like, a selfie video. Like, it's obviously, like, he was taking it, driving his car, sending it to this woman. He says her name. It's not like he's, like, alluding to anybody else. So then they – why – so this was supposedly from 2018, and I believe he's been married to his wife since 2014, I want to say, or something like that. They've been married for a couple of years now. So then I saw that video, I believe it was yesterday. And then today there's this other video now coming out with him and his wife. Honey, hush.
I watched that.
You know, I was just about to say that. Honey, hush.
I watched the video of the two of them. Sorry, go ahead.
So you better catch this tea piping hot. Come on now. So
hot.
Is that making burn my fingers?
So then today
I saw a video of him and his wife, and he's basically, first of all, he's talking in third person, which is super weird. He's like, you know, he says his name, and he's like, you know, has had relationships. And it's not like it's just been flirting over text or anything. These are relationships of sexual nature and all of this stuff that he's saying.
And he brought God into it. He brought God
into
it.
Let me finish.
And the wife said God forgave him. Sorry.
I know who you're related to. Anyway.
Go ahead. You're so long-winded.
I'm telling you, because Daddy hasn't seen it, so I have to explain it to Daddy so that
he can sort of go ahead.
Jesus, take the wheel, Jesus. Take it. So in the video, he's basically saying, like, you know, I've had these – he didn't say I. He said his name has, like, in third person, has had these relationships with these women over these years, you know, and I'm not happy for it. You know, it was against my wife's wishes. She had no idea about them. It was behind her back. Yeah. This is not what I, you know, this is not what God intended me to do in this relationship. Like, basically saying all the things that you would want him to say, you know, and saying, like, I'm so sorry for this. My wife and I, we've had full conversations about all of this, and I've even ran down a laundry list of all the women that I've been with or I've talked to or, you know, whatsoever.
Said hello to.
So, and I didn't see the full thing. I just saw it on, like, a gossip blog because, you know, I'm all about the gossip. I'm all about the tea. keep up with the Joneses. So I didn't see the whole video, and Sasha can talk more to the woman talking, because in this video, it's sort of like, I guess, maybe different snapshots. It seems like it's a snippet of it and not the full video. But in the snippet, the wife doesn't say anything at all. She just sits there with raised eyebrows and nodding her head yes. And it just seems, because a lot of times we don't do research. We just see the video for what it is. So if you were to just see this video that's been posted on this blog, you would think that this woman is condoning this. She's okay with it. She's fine with what is being said and done by her husband, and she's going to support him through it because they're holding hands the whole time. And it just seems very, very interesting that someone of his profession would be not only now backtracking on what he was saying, because the first couple of videos, he was denying it all. No, we never had a sexual relationship. I never cheated on my wife. This happened when we were separated, all of this stuff. And then he now has to come back and he has to tell these situations. And it's like, it just seems like, it's crazy, and even we could talk about this, but I also want to talk about the gospel singer, what's his name?
Kirk Franklin
and his son. But we can finish this topic before that, because that just reminded me of it, because we're seeing a lot of these, the heads of these sort of organizations or, like, like these top people that are put in front of us, and we idolize these people, and now we're being given this stuff, and how do we respond to this? How do we deal with something if we are looking to these people as though their word is law, and then they're doing the opposite of what they're preaching?
So I'm gonna add on to what you were saying, and then I want to respond to the last thing you said. So she spoke. So I watched it on Twitter, and the way the person posted it was 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Huh?
The wife spoke.
Okay.
So this is the video that I saw. It was 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and I think it was four videos. So it was three videos of 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and then one video of about a minute. She spoke the second part of the four videos. So she was saying that when she found out about it, she didn't condone it. She left him right away. She didn't even talk to him about getting back with him until she saw changed behavior. So it's interesting to consider there's people that take their partner back after, like Beyonce made a whole album called Lemonade about, I mean, she started from the anger, from being deceptive, then she went to the grief, and then she went to the reconciliation. Like, she went through all the stages of how her and Jay-Z got back together, quote unquote. There's a lot of women out in the street that do the same thing and don't even take the time for reconciliation, don't even take the time to find out what happened, what can be done to make it better. They take them back right away, and then they go on social media and judge women like the wife, because what you said is correct, because they don't show the whole thing. They're just showing you the part where he looks crazy and she looks crazy, because he's sitting there with a haircut and with his nice shirt on, and he got muscles, and she's got no, they said allegedly she has no bra on. He has on a bonnet. Now, I am not for public bonnets, ever. Don't judge me. This is my opinion. I don't judge
the Tammy Roman show.
Listen,
don't be hating on bonnets.
Tammy Roman is different. Bonnet Chronicles is different. Listen, Bonnet Chronicles is different. Tammy Roman, that's different. That's different. What I'm saying is that's just my opinion. I do not judge people for wearing bonnets. I'm lying because I say it every time I see it. I'm like, we're outside. Why are you wearing bonnets? Anyway, I know a lot of people don't have a problem with that. I'm not a fan of bonnets, period.
Don't be judging. You know your father wears do-rags outside, right? One that you're supposed to keep in at night. You got your father out there wearing do-rags.
Excuse me. You did not want me to interrupt you. Let me finish.
Okay.
Maybe it's just me, but I don't know what it is about bonnets. I have one, and I try to put it on, and then I'm like, I can't. But she, like, some people are saying that she wore it because he made her wear it so that when people look at her, they're like, I understand why he would want to cheat on her, because she's coming on here with a bonnet and no bra on. I don't know if she had a bra on. I can't tell. That's what they're saying in the comments on Twitter. I'm not sure if she's wearing one. But
oh my God,
she had like a black sweatshirt,
crazy.
and she had a bonnet on. And it wasn't even like one of those fancy ones that are beautiful and you could wear it as it is. It was literally like a bonnet to the side. She didn't even have it straight on. It was cocked to the side.
It was cocked to the side.
It looked like a Black Panther beret. It was like, but anyway.
Stop.
I just want to say this. Your mother had stepped out of the car, and she did not get. And she, I know she knows this story. It's just that we had so many things to talk about today. We did not get a chance to talk about this. So I know your mother. So can you your mother just came back in the car. Now, would you please just repeat this story so that she can fill me in? Because I know she got the key with all the other elements
in it.
I'm
sure that Wendy Williams talked about it on Wendy today, and if she didn't talk about it today, she's going to talk about it tomorrow, I'm sure.
That's right. Mari, but basically the story.
And ain't nobody been talking names, so I don't know who we talking about except
but what happened?
It's with an I and not an A.
Sasha blurted out his name. So it's about Derek Jackson. He's like this relationship guru who is now coming out public about his relationships with other, like his extramarital relationships that he's been having. And
they've been dropping it like it's hot since you've gone.
Well, Daddy, now Daddy can tell you something. Ooh. Now you can tell Mommy about the stuff.
I just wanted to know her name, but I guess you can't say.
Her name is Danae. Her name is Danaya, DANAIA, and I'm guessing Jackson is the last name. I don't know how to say her name. I just saw it on Instagram.
Wow. You don't know how to say people's name with apostrophes in it. Give me a black card.
Denial.
We revoking it.
Don't. Do we need to go there? You want to go toe-to-toe? We can go toe-to-toe.
What? Let's go.
I just want to hear the rest of this story here. Come on.
Got to bring out
the mop to clean it up.
So she spoke for a while, but the thing about it is that when she explains it, everybody has a right to their relationship. Everybody has a right to do. There's a lot of people that have taken people back after cheating. Beyonce took Jay-Z back, and there's still relationship goals for most people. For most people, they want to be like Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't know because they're rich or whatever, but a lot of people get through it. The problem with this story is that they're only posting part of the story. Like the way that it's being spun is that he's literally dressed a certain way. He's got his little V-neck. I'm watching it right now. He's got his little V-neck sweater on. He's holding her hand, and the way that it's positioned, she's much smaller than him, and her whole arm is on top of his. He's gripping her hand and then holding it with the other hand. So her arm looks awfully uncomfortable. She has on a bonnet, at least a bonnet match her shirt. She has a black sweatshirt on, and she got her glasses on. And a lot of people are saying that he did this intentionally so that people give him a pass for cheating. Like, if my wife was like that, I would cheat on her too. Like, how are you going to come? And, you know, we talking about side chicks, and you look like you just rolled out of bed and decided to come on the camera.
But you know what's so crazy about that? But you know what's so crazy about those scenarios that people are posting is that they're filling in these imaginary pictures. They're filling in this imaginary story, and the people are running with it. And then it's being spread, and then it looks a certain way. And it's crazy. It's crazy that we do that. Yeah. It's like kids paint pictures, and they have this imagination, and that's what people are doing. They're looking at the picture for what it is and coming up with the whole story.
They're also not listening to the whole video. They're just posting like a minute, because on Instagram all you can post is a minute. So they're only posting. I saw the whole thing because I watched it on Twitter. I saw because they posted all of the videos. And she talks, and she says that she left him. But my concern, and this is only my personal concern, is that they brought God into it. Like, she said that, and this is a comment that somebody said on Twitter. She said that she said she forgave him, and most importantly, God forgave him. How does she know God forgave him? God didn't tell her that he forgave her. How do you know that wasn't the devil in that world? How do you know that wasn't the devil that forgave him so that he could continue to act badly? Like, the reasoning behind it, like, if you're gonna have a reason to do something, have the reason. Like, you did wrong. Take responsibility. Don't say God. You had a conversation with God, and God made you feel a certain way, and you realized that you were married, and you did something wrong. She didn't want to leave, so she didn't leave. Don't say God forgave him and I forgave him. She needs to say, I didn't want to leave him. I wanted to stay with him. We wanted to be together. He's probably going to do it again because I took him back. And don't bring God into it. God had nothing to do with it.
You know, with these sort of situations, you know, and just to sort of boil it down, it's like a lot of people, in the way that they're able to go on day to day, minute to minute, hour to hour, is coping strategies. So she may have been able to cope because of what church and the Lord and, you know, what she believes to be true to help her deal
mm-hmm.
with everything that she's had to deal with. And, you know, we are only human. So, you know, we may joke and laugh about it, but when others feel as though they have the voice to be able to judge, like, let us not judge unless judge I, like, there's no, I think I'm quoting it wrong from Bob Marley, but like
No,
I say that.
I thought I heard Bob Marley say that as well.
No, that's my quote. Men are judged, let's judge I.
Okay, that's a Cabaism. My bad.
I'm not sure which one of my parents is Jamaican at this point.
But, you know, just going back to, you know, Jackson and everything, like, their relationship, they shouldn't even have to have these sort of conversations. It's none of our business. It really is
not
any of our business. It's, but it's still
yeah.
none of our business. And it's hard because in this day and age where everything is sort of on broadcast, it really starts messing with people's minds because they really look to these people as inspirational. They look to these people as, you know, the almighty, they can't do no harm. And when you start to idolize people, it really puts not only those people in binds because they feel as though they cannot make any mistakes. You know, it puts every individual in that account that it's hard for now, where am I going to look if my God, quote unquote, doesn't exist or my idol, quote unquote, doesn't exist? Like, who do I look
mm-hmm.
to for guidance?
Let me ask you a few questions. I just want to get a sense of this story. Okay. Now, here's what I got from the story, because it's brand new. This is hot off the press. I didn't hear this story.
I brought it to you in black and white, hot off the presses.
Hey, listen, it's too hot to handle, let me tell you. You're dropping it like it's hot. Can't handle.
Be careful.
Let me ask you this.
Don't bun it.
Oh, listen, I'm already burnt. I had no joke. From the moment you started talking, I said, oh, that's hot. Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, because I just need points of clarification. Now, this gentleman that is, I'm loosely calling him a gentleman, but this individual is a relationship guru. Let me ask you a couple questions. Does he go like on TV and people ask him questions and they do different things?
Instagram.
His platform is Instagram, and they come to him and they ask him his opinion about relationships.
YouTube also.
Okay, fine.
He actually
gives
his opinion about relationships.
Okay, but his thing, what he's known for, is relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
And
now,
telling women to leave their cheating men.
Okay,
or telling
good.
Women
okay, now,
to look for to look what to look for in a good man and what to look
okay,
for
that's
in a great
deep.
Positive relationship.
Okay, that is real deep. Because I've
mm-hmm.
often said that about another celebrity who
starts
has
with an S,
book.
Ends with an H.
I'm not going to name no
names. Allegedly, you can't call no names. What's wrong with you?
Allegedly.
I was saying
that because he wrote that book.
Well, and the movie that came from it. And it's interesting because a lot of brothers got very upset with him because he gave up a lot of secrets.
Mm.
But the way I see it is that of all the people to be giving advice about what makes a marriage, you must demonstrate a successful marriage. Okay?
Well.
And you must be able to speak on a level. Now, so here's my question. Here's the other back-end question. Is he still, because you see, what is, okay, now I understand, because at first I thought it was a well-known celebrity or somebody else. I thought it first.
No.
Okay. At first, that's what I thought.
Personally.
Okay. But the thing is this, from what I'm looking at, is that of all the people to give advice, he's the best person to do it because he's guilty of it. So who better to tell you what you should do?
Oh,
what you're telling me is what you're telling me he advises people to do is the very thing in his relationship that is not being done, which tells me that he's coming from a point of experience because he knows what he's doing. Now, here's my back-end question. Do you think, by the feedback that this has received, because now that you say that, it may not be on Wendy because he's not that big. If it was somebody that people knew,
I mean,
but everybody's talking about it.
As the story comes out, you never know. It may be on. But honestly,
but then,
this is going to, as warped as our society is, this is probably going to catapult him, and he is probably going to have his own television show, you know,
talking about it?
And, yes, and that's
all right.
The thing. Exactly.
Then suppose this is an actual plot to make him famous.
Right. People are
and
saying
suppose
that, too.
His wife is working
people
with him,
because
maybe half and half.
Yep.
That's right.
I get half, you get half. So the more we do this, so her holding her hand in an uncomfortable position, letting him know, baby, I forgive you, God forgive you, and all the rest of that.
Yep.
You know,
give me that 50%.
See, what I want to know is show me the Instagram text that God gave you that said he forgive you. or was it email? Or did he give you a call? Prove to me God
he
said,
wrote it in the
I
sky.
Forgive you. And
he
as it relates to
sky,
her God, she knows God forgave him. Well, he did, because she has God within her. She is God having a human experience.
I mean,
my God didn't forgive him, but her God did because she did. Either that's either an abusive relationship or they're hustling the people, because we're talking about it.
And I think it's the latter. And I think, because if you watch the video, I think it's the latter. I think it's on purpose, because he's probably going to be famous now. Because the way that she was holding on to him, like, mentally, like, how can I get my woman to take me back like that and hold on to me like that? And, like, you know how
But
many
who he
going
to talk to from now on? But who he talking to now?
I mean, he could talk
now
to
he gonna come up
and, a woman. He could
well,
talk
now he's
going to
come up with some advice. But who wants to hear that?
Well,
but
he's
talking to
significant
men now.
Others are cheating. And, you know, what are the warning signs of it? You know, what is
conversation?
You are the ones that can stop trusting you in a moment. Any woman who has been inspired by him, he sound good, but he's a hypocrite if he don't practice what he preach. And most of the sisters would. No, but I'm saying about the sisters that follow him. Because it's really the sisters that probably are his audience.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters don't play that. Some do. Yes. Some get, you know, there are different people all over the world. They are impacted in different ways. But most sisters don't play like that. And once you are found out to be like this, you may be famous, but you ain't famous with me. In fact, his clientele may change to be men.
That's what I said.
Because women don't want to hear that.
But you know what? It's very interesting because, you know, people who do this, people who live certain lifestyles, you know, we really have to look at it and say, look at the principles of Maat. Because anybody can get away with anything. Anybody can sell their body for however much money. Anybody can do anything to deceive people, lie to people, do everything. But at the end of the day, are you able to sleep at night? Or you got that insomnia? Are you able to look at yourself in the mirror, or you got that mask on? Are you able to function and have positive things around you, or not think about yourselves as this evil person? And that's what a lot of these people that are doing this stuff, they're presenting as one way, but when everything gets quiet at the end of the night, they can't escape themselves. And that's what we have to look at.
But it's so normal now.
But society is making it
normal.
It's
so normal now. But people don't even know they have a mask on anymore because it's so normal. Like people don't have a there's medicine for people when they can't sleep. So like what you said is absolutely
correct. Work.
But we
but
live
that
in a society where there's so many people. I know, and I'm not saying that it does, but people will take it because we don't even realize that what we're doing is wrong anymore. We think that this is the way it's supposed to be, and we'll just take, you know, some sleeping pills or whatever, melatonin, whatever that's called. We'll just take something to make us sleep because we're not doing the right thing during the day and we can't sleep at night. But we don't even realize that what we, because it's so, it's what everybody is doing. And then if you're not doing it, people don't want to pay attention to you. People are going to pay attention to him now. I didn't even know who he was. I still don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But we know now because he did something wrong.
Well, you know his
name. Don't know people until they do something incorrect. I didn't know his name. Yeah, I know his name. I don't know anything about him. I only know how he speaks because I watched the video earlier today. But I don't know anything about him. But we know about him now because of him doing something wrong. Like the society that we live in right now is very, very interesting. Very interesting.
It is rewarding bad behavior.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. Right. But as well, that's the society we live in. With the TV shows we watch, if there's not people fighting and throwing stuff at each other, we don't want to watch it.
Well, then I think that we're at a point in our evolution that we all have to make decisions because Ma'at is truth. Ma'at is your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'at will never let you down if you don't let Ma'at down. And the bottom line is, no matter what excuses people may give about they, you know, that what was wrong is now right and what is right is now wrong, that's not true. What is right is right. It's universal. You're just going to pay a price for it. Because if you believe that, then you will develop relationships that will be hurtful throughout your life. Because that's just the way it is. Right is right. There is a moral compass in the universe. And it always bends towards justice.
Mm-hmm.
You can make up all these excuses and you can become famous because you do the most atrocious things. You say the most atrocious things in order for you to get noticed because you crave that. You know, Dr. Clark used to always talk about the Messiah complex and ego starvation. The Messiah complex is that person that always seeks outside of him or herself for that liberation. Jesus is going to save me. God is going to forgive me. And if you just say God forgave me, then everybody's supposed to believe that it's all right because God forgave you. Okay? Don't hustle me.
Right.
So
right.
The idea
right.
is, and the people who are ego starvation are people who need that attention. And they'll go for it no matter what. They'll do the most horrific thing just to be noticed, just to be seen.
Yep.
And no matter what may happen, we have seen in societies in the ancient world. That's why studying history is so important. Because every civilization that I have noticed, like this happened in the Greek civilization. That's why it fell in 30 BC. This is why the Roman Empire fell in 30 AD. This is why when you look at what's actually happening around the world, as long as Europeans have been in charge, every civilization has fallen. Society in Egypt amongst Africans existed for thousands of years uninterrupted. The African societies in Asia before the Indo-European came down from the mountains existed for thousands of years. The first dynasties of China were all black. The Shang dynasty, the Tang dynasty, they were all black. And they lasted for thousands of years because they were based on a code of Ma'at. They may not have called it Ma'at in China, but they knew what the code was. It was honor, integrity, justice. And everywhere I see European anywhere is now long before the society falls. The Greek Empire lasted a little over 300 years. Think about what I'm saying as it relates to America and the Western world. The Roman Empire was down by the 300 or maybe 400s A.D. They started in 30 B.C. and they ended about 300 years, 400 years later. Look at this civilization. If you want to go back to 1492, you're dealing with 500-something years now. So that what they create don't last because it's based on exactly what we're talking about now, on hypocrisy,
mm-hmm.
on pain
yep.
and mayhem, and the degradation of women, and the isms that create schisms. They're always trying to mm-hmm. break people up into groups. It never happened in the ancient world like this. And when I'm listening to you speak this way, and you're telling me this story, this is nothing but another continuing saga of the failure of Indo-European psychology and Western civilization, education. They have failed, and they're dying out. And I'm telling us, family, we have to get ourselves together. Don't depend on nobody for nothing that you cannot do for yourself. Because if you got to get your game on, and if your claim to fame is to be this type of human being,
mm-hmm.
how will they remember you in 100 years? What will they say about mm. their father or their mother? It's not just about now. Mm. When I put on the oldies but goodies and listen to the music that I listened to growing up, it's about my world. My world is you. When something's wrong with my baby, something's wrong with me. You know, the songs, the feelings. Didn't I blow your mind this time? La La means I love you. This is what we said to our women. And so that when you were in the car listening to this music as children, this is what you perceived me saying to your mother.
Yep.
In 60 or 70 years, when the music of today is being played and your grandchild is in the back seat, one of the first things your grandchild is going to say when they hear something by one of the rap artists today, they're going to say, is that how you felt about grandma? Is grandma mm. your beat? Okay? Mm-mm. Was she nothing but a piece of, what did you say, grandpa?
Mm.
Your music is what's going to track your civilization.
Mm.
It's going to express.
Wow.
Imagine if we put a series of songs in a time capsule. And 1,000 years from now, somebody finds that capsule and plays that music. What is that going to say about us? I think they're going to celebrate the fact that we got beyond that, because that kind of civilization can't last, family. Your generation has to make a difference. And when you look at this, he should be laughed out of the room. Laugh at him. That's the worst thing you can do. You can cuss at him. But I think he would like that. Laugh at him.
Mm.
Make him look like the fool that he is. And his wife,
yep.
you're no example of how a woman should respond to when a man drags you down in the ground. And the same thing for a man who's being dragged down by a woman. And then you go hustle me about what is a good relationship, and you wouldn't know one if you tripped over.
Mm. For real.
Fall right into it. You wouldn't know.
So I believe that as I listen to the woo, this story is something else, boy. But mm. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. This is what this society has produced. The more ridiculous that you are, the more attention
yep.
you're going to get, and the more people will want to tune into you because they are
mm-hmm.
heading off the precipice with all the
mm-hmm.
other people. I ain't going that way. And so when I listen to people tell women how to keep a man, and ain't no woman been able to keep you considering who you've been involved with,
mm-hmm.
and the reflection of your life, I got nothing but praise for Monique, because I think Monique made it quite clear. There comes a time when you got to get up off your knees, boy, and the money ain't about
mm-hmm.
it. All praise to Monique. I got a lot of respect for Monique. And she calling everybody.
For real.
Did she pay the price?
Yep.
Maybe so. But that's what you pay. You pay the price when you speak the truth. She called everybody out. And see, folk can't handle the truth. I gained a new respect for Monique. Now, she got her situations,
mm-hmm.
I understand, but that ain't my business. But what she spoke on that I heard her say was exact. There comes a time when it's about your pride. It's about your dignity.
Yep.
It's not about money. It's not about fame. It's about your legacy. What is your legacy? And as situations would have it, right after that, look at what happened to the boy. Look at what happened to him.
Yep.
Everybody dropped him.
Yep.
And it proved her point.
Yep.
For what did you do it? Yeah, you got some bucks. And you got a show coming up soon. But where's your dignity? Because quite frankly, I think he's very funny. I think he's very funny. He is very funny. But
I agree.
But the problem is, you can be funny and still lack manhood. You can be very good at what you do and be emotionally unstable. So just because I respect your craft, it don't mean I respect the man or the woman.
And listening to that, and listening to that interview, and then once you learn the whole story about what happened with Monique, there's no other side that you can take besides hers. When you hear different stories from different people, you might take different sides, but when she was talking about the things that she was willing to do when nobody else was willing to do it, and I know that I've done the same thing for people that that haven't done it for themselves or for me, but I will still always stand up for people when something is wrong, and people always have an issue with you when you can't be stepped on. If you can't be stepped on, people will make you out to be a monster. And I've gone through that mostly in jobs. If you don't allow people to take advantage of you, people will make you out to be a horrible person. She wouldn't let people take advantage of her, and she spoke up for women when people were trying to take advantage of other people. So they made her into a bitch, and they said that she was hard to work with, because she wouldn't allow people to take advantage of her or other people. And once I heard the whole story, there's no other side you can take. People will take other sides. But for me, there was no other side to take. I have so much respect for her. I just wish that she would have went out and did her own thing and not tried to get a seat at their table to make a whole table themselves. The way that one of the people that she had an issue with, which was Tyler Perry, he went and he made his own table and made tables for other people. So that's, in my opinion, the best way to go is to make your own table and to make tables for other people that are not able to make tables for themselves. So that's the only thing that I wish she would have done, is would have not even cared what they thought about her and made her own table, because she's capable. She's more than capable of making her own table. But when she had that when she went on the Steve Harvey show and they had that conversation and he was saying what he was saying, like you said, it proved her right. Didn't they give her show to like Amy Schumer or somebody?
Yeah. Well, that was her basic. She said, respect me and pay me what I deserve. I won an Academy Award.
Exactly. My name is
So
Monique.
She had the right to the degree. And she was saying, respect me. And they were going to give somebody else big money that wasn't anywhere near as funny as her or as accomplished. Not that she is not someone that should be recognized. I'm not saying take away from her. I am saying give respect to those that deserve it. And Monique deserves it. But you see, when they see a black face, it's something deep inside the psyche of Europeans. They cannot muster up the respect for fear that they will realize that they are truly inferior. I have learned to call it the Simone Biles effect. Where Simone Biles wanted to do a particular gymnastic feat, and they told the sister no. And why couldn't I do it? Because we can't do it. And if you do it, you're going to take us to a place where we'll never be able to compete with you again.
Right.
And guess what sister said?
So
I'm going to do it anyway.
That's,
you don't have to count
man.
It. I'm just going to do it to show you how I can fly through the air. And then that other sister that did her performance, her floor work, dancing to Sister Janet Jackson's music. And Janet called her up and told her how proud she was. Girl was crying because Janet Jackson called her up because she performed her gymnastic dance using
that.
Janet's music. See, there's a whole nother generation out here. This is what excites me. What excites me is that the young people ain't taking this no more. The young people that I'm experiencing now, that I am talking to now, that's the way I was when I was younger. I was always getting myself in situations. Because I just, you ain't getting in my face. But it goes back to what you said, though, Sasha. You must have the right to the degree. You must, like Tyler Perry, be able to buy a plantation and own it. You must be able to start your own studio where you built the White House on your studio lot.
And you're able to house quote-unquote royalty of England and provide security for the entire family, including the child.
Exactly. And when Whitney Houston died, you sent your private plane to take the body back to New Jersey. See, that's what you do. Now, Tyler got his thing. I understand. We all have our thing.
And not everybody
but
can
the
do
brother,
that. Yeah.
But he got the right to the degree. He's got the right.
Right.
That's how I feel about the work that I do. I got the science behind me. This ain't emotional. This science. And when I present, I will shut you up. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people that would go against me. I will shut you up. I've shut rooms down.
We know it's happened. We have seen it happen.
We the witnesses.
Marvin Gaye used to sing a song, "Can I Get a Witness?" See, this is how
we
do
we
it.
We witnessed it. We've seen it.
Yeah.
You heard what I just said. I said, we're the witnesses.
Right, exactly. We're the witnesses.
Just in case
you're not used to hearing your voice. Listen, you got the radio on? Who's that talking?
No, I thought I heard Mommy say something, and I was going to ask if she did. I thought I heard it, but we have been the witness.
My favorite one
was about the one devil that's in the room, and that they're quite. What did you say? That psychopaths are quite charming. What did you say?
I was talking about the difference between a sociopath, a psychopath,
and a psychotic.
See, the thing, family, is just very simple and very straightforward. Here's the bottom line. Rule number one, we must stop fighting amongst ourselves. No matter where you come from, no matter what language you speak, if you're African, we're family. Period. The only thing that separates us is a boat stop. The second thing is we got to do this for ourselves. Anybody to do anything for us that we should be doing for ourselves, including being able to hire our own people. And if you want to start hiring your own people, start with hiring your family. Start there. Start working with them. If you're going to give your money to an employee, make it somebody in your family so they can make a way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is where we have to be now, family. All this other stuff, this is over now. This is over. Their time is up. We are now watching the end of what I call the Omen Empire. We had the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire. Now this is the Omen Empire. This is it. This puts the nail in the coffin forever. It's time for them no longer to be in charge of the way of the world. They have destroyed the planet. They have murdered people. They have caused great harm to people for no other reason but for their enjoyment. And now it's time for them to pay the price. And don't try to protect them. Because if you get in the way, when nature comes through, nature told you, baby, stay out my way now. And if I'm going to smack them, don't you get in the way because you're going to get smacked. Mind your business. What's going around has come around. But I just celebrate your generation and the way in which so many of you are handling yourselves. The younger generation got to take no tea for the fever. That's my daddy used to say. I don't take tea for the fever. We got to stop this now. stop this madness.
Yep. And on that note, do we have a song for tonight?
Sure. Do we have...
What do you got for the people?
Well, I'm going to play the first thing on the list because there's about to be a versus between Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers. So,
oh, my goodness. You need to stop that now. I told your brother this is the first time I'm going to see the versus.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of them wow. that I have to watch. So I'm gonna watch that one too. But let's just end the night right.
That's right. Well, whole test fans,
right.
As always, you've been real.
Oh, to my fam. Oh, it's always good. Sasha Kondike, so great talking to you.
Oh, great you talking too. To you too.
And I look forward to the next
Talk
time.
To.
That's right.
Yeah. Which will be in like 2 seconds because every 2 weeks keeps happening so fast.
That's the way it is when you're having a good time.
That's right.
Absolutely. Huh. All right.
Hotep fam.
Hotep family.
Hear me now.